This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We also have Miss Ayavuya Sibisi joining us live on MUT Radio. So I'm just going to quickly also welcome you. Welcome on MUT Radio.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm very well. So you are also a winner 2024.
Yes.
How does it feel?
It felt amazing as I was the very first person to win at from my university since it's a national competition. I became the very first woman to win at a national level from my university. So it felt really amazing, like, to actually show other young females who are still in university that if I could do it, then they can do it.
You know? Oh, that is amazing. So how does it has it impacted your life in a positive way since winning? How has it been?
It has impacted my life in a positive way. Besides winning the amounts that I won on the day, I was also provided with a mentor. With the money that I won at the EDHE, I've been able to create a manufacturing storage facility for my business. Just to tell you a little bit about my business, the name of my business is called Tropical Paradise Smoothie Bar. Basically, it's a mobile smoothie bar that was created to solve the problem of people not having access to healthy food, which then leads to preventable chronic illnesses such as type 2 diabetes and hypertension. So we as Tropical Paradise are saying a no to that. See? So we then agro-process fruits and vegetables to create smoothie packs that are then sold from our mobile kitchen at, you know, affordable prices. And how we do that is something that I can't say today.
Okay, don't share your secret with us. Yes, so you also mentioned that you are the first female at your institution to walk away with this award or big prize. So what do you think has been the problem maybe in the past that women haven't been able to win?
So I would say that most female entrepreneurs, I feel that do not put themselves into entrepreneurship a lot. Maybe that is the reason why when they do, it's not fully, you know. I think it's because I haven't looked at my gender when creating my business or going on about it. You know, it just happened that I was a woman, but I never looked at it. You can put me on the same competition as a man. I won't look at gender. I'll look at the product and the business that we're creating. And that is why I was able to win. And if more women can have the same perspective of business, then they would win too. I think that's the only reason, you know, that separated me.
That is amazing. So any advice that you would give someone, anyone, and let me just not be specific, it's a woman, anyone who is thinking of entering this type of competition?
Yes. To anyone who would like to enter these type of competitions, I would say that the very first important thing is to actually have a business that is solving a problem in the community, in Paratin. That is the most important thing. Also, to have a business that has an impact besides making a profit. It has to be impactful, you know, and be compliant, you know, and, you know, do your research, learn how to pitch. If you are like a student from UKZN and from any other institution that are part of the EDHE, then there's always, like, you know, training that they offer within the campus that will allow you, like, to learn how to pitch, you know, your products. Yes.
Thank you very much, Miss. Just to move on to you quickly, Mr. Tsepo, you are the chairperson, so you get to overlook a lot of things. So what can you say have been maybe the challenges that you think young entrepreneurs have faced, and how do you plan to overcome them?
Yes, I think the young entrepreneurs, let me focus specifically in my institution, which is the space that is relevant to me. I think the problem that we are having and some of the challenges that we are having is some sort of an exposure as well as the support from the university, which will make the entrepreneurial being appealing to all the people who are stakeholders who might be able to come in and invest and also to host competitions, which might be able to boost our students, maybe on their academic field. There are a lot of departments, there are a lot of colleges which might offer or might generate some sort of an innovation. There are some colleges of AES which might be able to provide some business which is which includes technology and all those things. So I think amongst these challenges is some sort of an extra support and some sort of an extra exposure to display and to show off and to showcase all the skills and as well as all the businesses that our students are having. Because amongst these challenges, the students are having all these ideas. However, the space is not allowing them to do or to protect their spaces properly as there is no support.
Thank you very much, Mr. So before I let you go, so just to move on to you as well, any advice that you would like to give young entrepreneurs?
The one thing that I can give young entrepreneurs is to make sure that in each and every opportunity that you see, be able to engage yourself, be able to put you in the space. What normally happens is that these young entrepreneurs, somehow when they lose, they become demoralized and all those things and all those hopes. And also what happened that even if they can be able to see that they are losing in 5 or 10 competition, who knows, maybe in the 11th competition they might be able to win. So mine is to tell them that is to make sure that they are relaxed, they can by all means necessary, they engage themselves with all of the opportunities that they come within their way. That's what I can say.
Thank you very much, guys, for joining me on MUT Radio. And we're rooting for everyone. I was saying earlier on, just because we're MUT, it doesn't mean that you're rooting only for MUT. We are rooting for anyone out of the 26 universities. Yes.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.